This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Thursday, we celebrate people making a difference, not only in their lives, but also in the lives of the people around them. That's our Breakfast Champion.
Yeah, so for Breakfast Champion right now, well, did you know that in 2025, there are indications that while fewer people may be engaging with traditional literary reading, those who do are finding it deeply meaningful. And there's a growing trend towards accessible and diverse reading formats. This is why we're celebrating people who want to create platforms for those who people to not only read, but write their own stories and hopefully one day make money out of it. The Limpopo Authors Rally is happening on the 23rd, and we're hearing more about it this morning, talking to Professor Munyela, who's joining us on the line. Prof, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Mpo? And to John, to management, and then to your listeners in a diverse country or maybe regions.
Prof, thank you so much for that for that inclusive greeting. We appreciate it. We'd like to know more about the Limpopo Authors Rally and how this idea actually came about.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Firstly, I just want to take this opportunity and then give gratitude and send my dear sincerity to you and then your team to give us this kind of opportunity. Actually, Limpopo, or let me put it, Authors are Artists in Limpopo. It's a chapter from different segments and sectors of Authors are Artists. So actually, this kind of a movement, it has different regions or editions. It has a branch or a chapter in Malawi, it has a branch in Swaziland, it has another branch in KZN, it has another branch in Gauteng, and then now we are launching a Limpopo edition, which is so profound and prolific, because when you check and then you research, people used to create a joke, say Limpopo is a country, because it has diverse tribes within it, and then it has diverse people within it based on their academic, arts, different portfolios of leadership. So this kind of initiative is to rally the people of Limpopo, the authors, the news readers, the content producers, the TV and book adaptations, candidates or professionals or practitioners, in order to get together, to know each other, to know how Mpo is doing, how Jones is doing, how Mike Mukari or anyone is doing, based on the arts. Because when you talk about the creative writing industry, it's so diverse. Some years back, I did a research about academic versus non-academics. And then the non-academics, we're talking about people who use their talent, the musicians. And then I used to pose this question when I do talks to say, give me one person who's successful as a musician or as an artist, who his success or her success is based on academic, based on degree or diploma. And then you will give none. But if you can just mention, for example, King Munada, Master KG, Mark Hartley, Casper Novest, Black Coffee, you know, all those people, they are so successful. And then even far much better than the academics, but because of talent. And then in that research, I'm saying when Paul goes to the studio to present, there is someone who compiled those news or information that he is going to present. If Jones is going to read the news, there is someone who prepared the news first before he goes there and then read the news. If I go to the stage, I recite a poem. First, I wrote down that particular poem. When an artist goes to a stage and perform, he or she or someone else wrote that particular song. when you go and act a certain role on television or a TV or a radio, someone wrote that particular script or a character. So it's so diverse that we need people of Limpopo to stand up, to stand together in order to accumulate this kind of a knowledge and amass it and bring it together and then create the entrepreneurial spirit and fashion to them and then to make an income, because they must use their talent as a source of income, mm-hmm. not using your talent as a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, Prof, let's look at why this gathering, the Limpopo Authors Rally, you know, why it's important, and whether you are looking at a specific kind of person. Do I need to be a reader or not, a writer or not, for me to be able to attend? We just want a bit of information. You know, what can someone who's coming to attend expect from this gathering?
They are going to get a lot of information that maybe they never had in their entire lives, because they will be getting this kind of information, and authors' injustices, that's one of the topics I'll be presenting. They will be getting information, authors' adaptations or book adaptations. They will be getting women in writing. They will be getting authors' entrepreneurship. They will be getting information about how to publish a book, how to write a book, how to get funding, and then how can you finance your project. So we don't give any certain category to say we're looking people of this kind of a nature or gender. Even a child of 7 years or 9 years, if Mpo has got a child who's 7 years or 9 years, you can come along with that child. Because we find that the child is so talented, has got that curiosity to write. And then you as a parent, you'll be coming to get that particular information. Mm-hmm. Then when you go back home, and then you will able to assist and guide your child in order to write. Mm-hmm. So we need all the people who are interested. Either you just writing for maybe leisure, or you are not yet ready to publish your story, your article, your journal, your book. Yeah. So we need those kind of information people, because we are going to give them that kind of information and then all the tools and strategies how to write. Even a person of 60 years, mm-hmm. as long as you're still breathing, as long as you still you have that talent, mm-hmm. you have that zeal and confidence in order to produce something. Because one of the other element I tell people to say, when your parents take you at tertiary institution to study a certain career or profession, you must know that when you finish that profession, the information, the knowledge and skills that you acquired at a tertiary institution, 90% is for the strangers. And then your family get only 10%, maybe. When you are working, your salary, you can buy them groceries and here and there. But the knowledge and skills that you accumulate at tertiary institution, and then it's for the strangers, the people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Because in the studio now, you give this kind of information, knowledge that you have for the people that you don't know, you never met.
Now, Prof, maybe let's get information about the details very briefly. We're out of time. Where can we, people, those who are interested in attending, where can they get more info? Do you have social media presence? Is there a number? Where can they get information?
Okay. I will start with an email. It's triplealienpop@gmail.com. And then a website is www.offersareartist.co.za. And then the contact number, as I'm the stakeholders and partnership coordinator of Limpopo, they can get my number 076-591-0778. And then another one, 079-217-79-06. So they can get us there, and then even if they can go to TikTok, Facebook, and then even other platforms, and then they can just search authors are writers, and then they will get that particular information in details, but they can contact us there, and then we are ready to give them that kind of information and help.
Thank you so much, Prof. All the best with the event. That's Professor Munyela talking to us about the Limpopo Authors Rally happening on the 23rd rather of August.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.